Crews from Georgia Power and the Alabama Department of Transportation dot University Boulevard as you head toward the heart of Alberta. Long-standing establishments lie in ruins as many business owners try to piece together what's left. Rodney Kirkland's family-owned car lot was celebrating its 75th anniversary this year, and he says they were lucky.
We just lost things, buildings. You know, I look across the street and I think about all these people that lost their homes. And that's the tough part, because there's so many people.
Continuing along University, you see a mix of insurance companies assessing damage and volunteers making their way through what's left behind. Sean Yarnell and his wife Elise are students at the University of Alabama. They went to the United Way to offer their help, but they found the organization was overwhelmed by the number of volunteers.
So we just went out and found a neighborhood, found people to help, and help them move stuff that they, you know, value out of their homes. There was a lot of people that needed help. A lot of people had trouble getting trucks in just to carry their possessions out. And, you know, it gives you a new respect for tornadoes and storms and everything.
Further along, traffic picks up as we come upon the nerve center of the relief effort. The Salvation Army and numerous other volunteers are providing meals and water to area residents. The National Guard is providing support and helping to direct traffic. First Lieutenant Bethany Shivers is with the 217th Military Police Company out of Prattville. She graduated from high school in Tuscaloosa and also attended the University of Alabama, and she came back to find a totally different landscape.
You know, that was the biggest thing that I noticed right off the bat, is this area used to be green and everything's gone. So that was wild. And you know, just it's very disheartening to know that your community, your family, your friends could have been affected directly.
Another responsibility of the National Guard this week is to establish FEMA stations, known as pods, which provide ice, water, tarps, and other items. Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Messer is the 145th Seaburn Battalion Commander. He's helping to coordinate the efforts to get Alberta residents back into their homes.
They're still working on power. The water is a situation. The city, they're still being told to boil their water. I had a lady this morning go, how can we boil water if we have no electricity? And I said, ma'am, that's why we're setting these up so that they can get those essentials that they need, you know, just to survive and to start the process of normalcy.
Colonel Messer says the outpouring of support from the community has been remarkable, and he's heard of people coming from all over to offer whatever they can, including some guardsmen making a sacrifice to help their fellow Alabamians.
We've got people from USA. We've got people from Auburn. You know, there are Auburn students working as National Guardsmen here, and they're putting off their education plans to be here. You know, it's an awesome thing the way everybody pitches in and works together.
Relief efforts are beginning to transition from rescue to recovery in Alberta, and with FEMA establishing a point of distribution this week, that process should go a lot smoother. I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.